The new online system is called NC Fast, and it's supposed to make it easier in the long run for people to apply for all kinds of assistance. But there's been nothing easy about the transition for many counties. In Cabarrus, Human Services Director Ben Rose says slow internet and system glitches have resulted in a huge backlog for food stamps.
It's been like a snowball, and it's gotten worse and worse each month, and now it's just hard to really dig out from under it at this point.
Rose says the average delay is now between 2 and 2.5 months. He says the county has improved its internet speed and fixed glitches with the state's help. Cabarrus has also hired 10 temporary employees to work on the backlog of cases.
But what happens, you have to remember, is that each new month we get about 1,200 to 1,500 more.
Union County has also had large backlogs. Ray Aleppa is the director of social services there.
For Union County, the backlog grew to about 1,067 cases.
Aleppa says it took an average of 3 to 4 weeks for people to get food stamps. But she says Union has roughly cleared its backlog by working overtime and sending more than 600 cases to the State Department of Health and Human Services.
We got notification from the state that we could send all of our backlog to them and they would process the cases for us. It was a huge relief.
The state has made that an option for 9 code red counties. State Department of Health and Human Services spokeswoman Julie Henry says they include Union, Cabarrus, Mecklenburg, and Stanley counties. Henry says the state is also adding more than 160 temporary employees to work on the backlogs.
And so by bringing on these additional staff, the hope is that we can have that support right on hand in the counties so that they can resolve issues more quickly and there won't be the delay.
Henry couldn't say how many counties total still have backlogs or what the average delay is for food stamps. In Cabarrus County, Human Services Director Rose says the extra staffing has helped, but he says it'll still take at least 3 months to clear the backlog, and that's assuming all goes well in October, when counties will have to use NC Fast to handle Medicaid applications. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.